102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 749, rain and 53 today. Check this out. We were talking about this the other day. The Tide Pod Challenge is big on the internet since about the beginning of the month.
Yeah, what is that's the idiots eating the laundry detergent?
Right.
You take those pods. Or the dishwasher detergent, whatever the hell it is.
And whether it's a Tide Pods or anybody else's, you know, they're usually pretty colors and they look nice. The Tide ones happen to be blue and white and like have maybe an orange or a red to them, whatever it is.
Tell me we have our first casualty.
Well, it's as a Utah University student, not casually.
A college kid?
A college kid. I know you're shocked.
Jesus Christ.
Hospitalized after she swallowed a Tide Pod as the dangerous viral trend rages. So far, since January 7th, when this started, 40 teenagers have ended up in poison control centers, but she's hospitalized because she swallowed the Tide Pod, and what happens is, and you always wonder, well, what could it possibly be? It's soap. But it's so concentrated, it actually burns the sensitive skin in your throat and your larynx. So the situation is she's going to be in for a little while. The back of the throat to the epiglottis and the pharynx, and it stays there for a while and literally burns the tissue.
Ugh. Bye.
So,
can you imagine?
She's in a hospital.
Can you imagine getting that call? Your daughter's away at college. Your son's away at college. Yeah, listen, we have your son in the hospital. Your daughter in the hospital. Yeah. Are they okay? What happened? Was it an accident? No, well, they decided to do this Tide Pod challenge. He ate dishwasher, just click. Yeah. Just hang up. I mean, what do you do? How do you look your kid in the face?
Right.
I didn't raise you to be that stupid. Yeah. I did not raise you to be that stupid.
On the upside,
I had a whole talk with my kids about the about all these challenges.
Did you?
I guess Thursday or Friday. I said, listen, I go, if any of these challenges come across, I go, I know your friends are going to want to do stuff and all that other nonsense. I go, but look at me. I looked at two of them, both of them, separate occasions. I had them apart. I said, if anybody even thinks to try and get you to do that, you do not do any of them unless you talk to me first. And my daughter was like, I would never do that. I'll go, okay.
Yeah.
Of course you wouldn't.
Now let me talk to the other one.
Now let me get your brother.
Well, on the upside, check this out. And maybe some of the bars here are already doing it, but Molly's Irish Grill and Pub in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania has come up with a Tide Pod shot. The shot is so cool looking because it's blue, white, and orange like the Tide Pods.
Have blue curacao.
Blue curacao in the bottom, then Bailey's Irish Cream in the middle, and then orange food colored vodka on top. For $4.
Blue curacao and Bailey's?
It looks amazing.
With
orange colored vodka on top.
That's
so it goes red, it goes orange, white, and blue.
I can see the Bailey's and the vodka, but blue curacao with that mix. Ugh.
Well, they're selling them for $4, and Facebook...
Think about this. Taking a cup of coffee and taking some blue Italian ices and chucking that in the cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Well, they put up a picture of it on Facebook, and because it is Tide Pod Challenge related, Facebook blocked them, and they're selling more shots than they've ever sold before.
Of course they are.
They go, ahead, keep taking it off of Facebook. They go, we've never sold more shots in our lives than for this Tide Challenge shot. So you may see that in
bars.
They
probably had that same bottle of blue curacao behind the bar for 3 years. Now all of a sudden they're buying them a case at a time.
There must be something better than Bailey's to go in the middle. Is there some sort of coconut thing? Or, I mean, just something else you could put there.
A rum chata, I would think.
Okay, something like that. Would that mix better with blue curacao?
No, nothing
and
mixes,
an orange
nothing but rum mixes
vodka
with blue curacao. And, like, fruit drinky stuff.
There you go. You want to be
like
trendy.
Punch or
there's the
orange
shot.
Juice. Citrus.
Something. I don't know. 7:53.
Oh, good God.
Rain in 53 today. Here's Ted.
Right now we're dealing
in the current APY of 1.25%. Federally insured by NCUA. Money Magazine used under license.
7:57, Roger and JP on BAB. I don't know, maybe you've seen this, but in this article about the Tide Pod Challenge, you know, the kids chewing on the laundry packets, there's a bar that made a shot that looks like Tide. It's got red, orange-colored vodka on top with Bailey's Irish Cream in the middle and then blue curacao on the bottom. So it goes orange, white, blue, like the colors of Tide. And they're selling them like crazy. People love them for a $4 shot. They love it. But what have you heard of? Go ahead.
Okay, I was just telling JP not to knock blue curacao with Bailey's until you try it, because there's a shot that is equal parts blue curacao, Bailey's, and I believe amaretta, and it makes a shot that tastes exactly like a pistachio ice cream.
Huh.
So it's really not bad mixed together. It sounds disgusting, but when you actually mix it together, it is quite delicious.
blue curacao. Do you mix it up or do you go by layers?
You shake it together. You put like a shot of the blue curacao, a shot of Bailey's, and a shot of Amaretto. You mix it together.
Whoa.
It comes out in this greenish color and it tastes
greenish.
All right.
So there you go.
If you say so.
Thank you.
I promise.
I think you might be an alcoholic.
Believe it or not, I drink maybe once a year. But
you drink once a year.
And she has that knowledge.
And there's your gem.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
That's baloney.
You're not buying it either, Brett, huh?
No way. Not with that kind of drink knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
I drink once a year.
Yeah, okay. Now.
I drink a Miller Lite. That's it.
Right.
That's the kind of knowledge you have when you drink,
drink once a year now.
Yeah, we'll only take that from a real alcoholic. As gospel. 102.3 WBAB.
Roger
J.
Eighth stint rehab. Grocery
store. B, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 802. The Tide Pod Challenge has claimed another person, this time a Utah University college student.
So how many people?
She's in the hospital. 40 teenagers, they're saying. So nobody over the age of 20. Everybody's teenagers. Since January 7th, they're in the hospital because of the Tide Pod Challenge. They try to eat the little liquid detergent packets or at least put them in their mouth and break them. Like they're candy or something, but then it's disgusting and you have concentrated toxic soap in your mouth. And the girl who's in the hospital swallowed the whole Tide Pod and got the soap in her throat and in her pharynx and her glottalgus.
Now, let me ask you a question.
And everything, though, is burned.
You know how I've always said to you, would you rather your kid smoke pot or drink alcohol?
Yeah.
Do you think that girl was drunk or she smoked a joint?
Yeah, it depends.
What do you
think? If she was high, she might have gotten the munchies and thought, ooh, those look delicious.
Yeah, no. That's
no,
not
you don't think so?
That's not what happened to her.
Everybody on weed is sensible. Sure.
They're smarter than that.
Sure. You got more to VAB. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Look, I'm not saying we should eliminate all the stupid people from the earth, but maybe just take warning labels off everything and let itself work itself out.
Genius. Absolute genius. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You know, just let it happen naturally. We didn't do anything, but they eliminated themselves, and the country moved forward with smarter people.
Right. I agree 100%.
Because, you know, you're right. Most people can live without warning labels. Don't ever, ever read them. The type's too small anyway.
I mean, you know, you never look at the warning labels and everything. You go about your life. You know not to drop a toaster in the bath with you.
Right.
You live.
You make a good point.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, and this goes with all the challenges, you know? It's just, hopefully your kids won't be stupid.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're not going to be stupid. Cinnamon challenge, light yourself on fire challenge. I mean, there's really some stupid ones. Jump off a building with no parachute challenge.
Give
those
it a shot.
Real dumb ones.
If you're going to do that one, have somebody videotape it from the bottom. Yeah.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. And 53 today. Well, the Tide Pod Challenge has been around for almost the whole month. I think they said this, the initial date on the internet was January 7th, so it's not really there. It's really 3 weeks. Wait a minute. It's really just over 2 weeks.
We'll be doing
40 teenagers have gone to the hospital for chewing on soap packets.
We'll be doing it tonight at steak night.
Yeah, well, why not?
Can you imagine we were able to get somebody to do it?
Hey, if we could get those Tide shots made, I wouldn't mind trying one of those to see what it is.
I'm good.
Curacao, Bailey's, and
blue Curacao
orange colored vodka.
Stick it in your ear.
But yeah, many suggestions. The last guy, warning labels should be taken off of everything, and then let's just see what Darwin, if he has a field day with everybody, and see who survives, and maybe that'll be a way to help things out. Mr. Randazzo's on the line. You agree with this guy? Go ahead.
Yo, that last guy's ingenious, bro. He hit the nail right on the head. I told you a couple months ago. 100 million people just kill themselves. So take the warning label. That's going to get rid of traffic on the LIE. Come on.
That's a good point.
Listen, I know everybody I know's in it.
Thanks, son.
Hi, BAB.
Hi, what these kids don't realize is what they're missing is inside the walls is filled with cotton candy they can eat also.
Oh, what a great idea.
Oh, that's right.
If they only knew what's behind the sheetrock.
It's the cotton
candy.
It's the cotton candy challenge. That's what we should get them to do.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're way ahead of the game. Good job.
Have a good one.
That's right. How could we forget about all that free cotton candy? It's everywhere. Maybe that's next. You never know. Which is stupid because that stuff just hurts touching your skin.
Some kid walks up and, you know, now they have that blow-in insulation. You know, they go down.
Yeah, it's like popcorn.
Kid goes up into the attic, calls all his friends over. We hit the mother load!
you know, in a year, it very well could be going on even less on the internet because everything has surprised me. They lit themselves on fire. I don't know if anything after that surprises me.
Who cares?
How do you do that?
Whatever you do.
Take 10. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be getting to the top 10 list where you get to guess what's on the top 10, but also there's a bounty prize attached to one of them. That could be a seat at Steak Night if you are going to be part of Manuary 2018 tonight at Teller's in Islip, thanks to the Bolson Restaurant Group. Islander fans, 850.